While every head is bowed, Father, in Jesus' name, oh, thank you, Lord, what a vision. Oh, Lord, you're seated at the right hand right now. Oh, hallelujah, the throne room is pleased. Thank you, God, that he's ready to come. Thank you, my love, you're asking the Father, can I get her today? Lord, I thank you for that abounding hope. I thank you that you do live and you live for us, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for this life. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the happiness. Thank you for the peace. And thank you for the rest. Thank you, God, that we're not confused. Thank you, God, we're not double-minded. Thank you, God, that we're always encouraged. Thank you, God, that it's the power of God that is with me. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your love. And Lord, thank you again that it's all in the word of your grace. Lord, have your way. Continue to have your way. This anointing, Lord, thank you for it, God. It's always given. It's always poured forth because you're ready and willing to do it. And all we have to do is ask. So in Jesus' name, Lord God, come in. Come in, Lord. In every heart, Lord God, in every pew, Lord Jesus, let your presence be known by the word of the Lord, by the power of your might. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful to be in the house of the Lord, thanking God to be with ones that love Jesus. We're a privileged group. Thank you, God. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And here we go. And with his stripes, we are healed. I'm not looking to be healed. I am healed in those stripes, praise God. I believe him for it. And I thank God how that's been given to me in such encouragement over the years by his stripes that I'm healed. I thank the Lord how it came through a precious pastor. God delivered him out of many things. Matter of fact, everything. Matter of fact, out of all his troubles. Because that's the promises of God when we believe him. I'm the Lord thy God, and I'll deliver you out of all your troubles. I got troubles. How about you? Huh? Troubles that, you know what? I wasn't part of. Troubles that I started. Can you imagine them troubles too? I'll deliver you out of all your troubles. Praise God. You believe him like that? I pray you do. Because if you don't, you better lay hold of the grace of God that's with you. Because it's there. Just lay hold of it. But I thank the Lord. Encourage my heart in that by his stripes you're healed. Rheumatoid arthritis. His skin from a heart attack. All of these different things. And I thank God that it wasn't necessarily the man. But it was the love and the truth. And the ministry and the faith. Praise God. And that's all of the Lord. And I thank God I received that. Because there was a time coming for me. And there will be times for me to come. That I knew by the grace of God that I was going to call out to him. Lord, I take your promise by your stripes. I'm healed. God allowed, matter of fact, had a divine appointment with a great infection in my body. An infection that when I went to the doctors to finally see it, they were just shocked that it truly hadn't just taken me all and killed me. And that is the truth. They tried to give me medicines that would heal me, but my body couldn't take the medicines either. And I thank the Lord that all through that time, I can tell you truthfully, there wasn't a fear. There wasn't a doubt. I knew by his stripes I was healed. And praise be to God, he took that from my body. He had it revisit me, can you imagine? He said, we're going to have a double date on that and get back to it again. And it came, hallelujah, and it came into my body again, and you know that same faithfulness of God? He took it right away. Because by his stripes, I'm healed. And I believe that. I believe the Lord is given. I take that from my God. But this is so far beyond a physical healing. This stripe of death that he took for me, brothers and sisters, this stripe, praise God, made him sin for me. This stripe of death that he took upon that cross for us, brothers and sisters, that made him the worm on the cross for me. And I love that the Lord loved this plan so much, it said that it pleased the Father to bruise him. That beautiful lamb, it was pleasing to the Father that he would go to the cross, that he would be nailed to the cross. That I thank God that I know that it was Jesus himself that held that cross, that held those nails together. Because it says, by him all things consist and hold together. I thank the Lord that, again, by that stripe of death, his visage was marred more than any man. But by that stripe of death, I am healed of everything, and you are healed of everything. You are healed of everything that you will ever, ever face. I want you to absorb that by the grace of God and to believe that for your life, because it's the word of the Lord. By his stripes, you are healed. Now, that stripe, praise God, healed my death. You know how that stripe healed my death? It gave me everlasting life. That stripe, praise God, it healed my sin. As it tells me in 2 Corinthians 5, it healed my sin and made me the very righteousness of God to him. He made me the very righteousness of God. He made me the very thing that he loved. And I thank God for that. He didn't just make me a thing that he liked. He didn't make me a thing that would be just pleasant or whatever. He made me the one thing, the only thing that he loved, the very righteousness of his son. Because as the word of the Lord said, the moment that I believe Jesus is Savior, I'm now a son of God. Oh, I thank the Lord for that today. You talk about praise. And today I praise him for the manifold healing from his death. See, not only the victory from sin and death, but how about the victory? Have you taken the victory, the complete and total victory from guilt? Amen? Come on, get your head up. I don't care if that one maybe beside you across the way is trying to remind you of that, and I pray you're not. But the complete victory that he's healed you from all of it, from guilt, from shame, from confusion. How about from self-condemnation? Amen? Has he healed you from all the bad decisions you made? What do you think? If not, you're not taking the healing that he's already given. You know, people don't like when I say that. Oh, you just think you're perfect. No, I'm not perfect, but my God is. His saving grace is his healing. What if God isn't perfect? Got you there. So if I take from him that by his stripes I'm healed, I better take from him that by his stripes I'm healed. And I better take it for you too. And every child of God, by the grace of God, to know that that healing, hallelujah, has been made for you. Thank the Lord for this. Praise God. I know that it's Resurrection Day. And I thank God that it was the power of God that rose him from the dead. But I want us to rest assured today, as the word of the Lord told us, it is finished. And it was finished, praise God. The victory was won when our precious Lord and Savior cried, Tielio, it is finished on the cross. Praise God, by that stripe, I am healed. And his death changed it all. See, that was the whole thing. That devil tried to keep him off that cross. That devil tried to give him every kind of temptation he could give, tried to make his disciples get in the way, all of these different things. But there was nothing stopping that, because that was the joy of eternity. He was going to bring many sons to glory, praise God, and it had to be through his death. It had to be through his blood. And praise God, brothers and sisters, don't you rejoice that we all started out the same? Aren't you thankful? I am so thankful that we can give him complete praise, that there's nothing to praise but him, that we all were born in iniquity, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord that the only life that we have is in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God. God's no respecter of person. You weren't born with a gold spoon in your mouth. You were born in sin. You weren't born sweet. You were shaped in iniquity. You just give it time. That's why it says those little guys and stuff like that, it's the rod that has to chasten that stuff away from them. Oh, she was born so sweet. No. No. No, no, no. Read the word of the Lord. I thank God for this. I thank God Romans 3 tells us, there's none good, no, not one. And none doeth good, no, not one. But his stripe. His stripe saved me from the curse of the law, being made the curse for me. Aren't you thankful? Praise God, aren't you grateful? Whom he has made free is free indeed. Aren't you thankful for the liberty of Christ? Oh, I'm grateful for that. It's my joy and rejoicing. I thank him for this blood every single day. That I know, hallelujah, that I'm accepted in the beloved. And you are too as a child of God. By the grace of God, just get convinced of the word of the Lord. We already asked the question, is anything of God, is it a doubt? Is it a lie? Is it something that, well, we got to think about? No. He said it and it is so. I thanked the Lord as I woke up one day and I said, well, Lord, that's that and that's that. He said it. That's that. What are we going to argue about? Well, that's that, son. Praise the Lord as I get to doubting and fearing. Well, Lord, this is, okay, that's that. I love those short conversations in believing the Lord. And then we just get on to fellowship and praise and thanksgiving. See, but I got to get through doubt first. I got to believe by the grace of God. Lord, you said this. You assured this. My promises are yea and amen. I want to stand on the promises of God. I don't want to waver. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Get this in your household. Don't wait on somebody else to believe. You need to believe now. By the grace of God, start seeing things now. I want to see like that prophet, and I talk about him all the time. There was his little servant with him, and all the armies were coming down, and that servant was freaking out and thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to die, we're going to die. And he said, oh Lord, let his eyes see what mine see. And the Lord opened up that eyes of that little boy, and I'll tell you what, he started to see the host, the mighty host of God that was all around. They didn't realize how they were surrounded. Do you know how you're surrounded? We talked about the blood on your home last week. You know what? That's still the same precious blood. That all-powerful blood that I pray in Jesus' name, I expect it. And he encourages my heart moment by moment, honey, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Amen? Yeah. But you know, he also did say, wait upon the mighty hand of God. We get a little impatient. Just begin to wait. Things that are so worth are worth waiting for. Praise the Lord. See, he's waiting for the Father to send him. See, obedient. Isn't that amazing? But see, love will make you obedient. Love will. Absolutely. Love's the only thing that's going to make you obedient to God. See, you've tried time and time again to be obedient to God, and it don't work, does it? Nope. I turn you loose for 15 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Amen? Come on. But love, when this word, which is love, abounds in your heart, you begin to change. You begin to thank him. There's a praise. Amen? There's a willingness because you know you're loved. There's a quickening in your heart. You know he's for you, and it wasn't anything that you did. You just praise him for what he finished. You thank the Father that you gave me this beautiful son, hallelujah, freely for me. Oh, I love it. I love to get lost in his love, praise his name. But see, his death did change it all. Brother Paul, he even said in Romans 7, in me dwelleth no good thing. I do. I have people say, "Brother, why do you like to say that about yourself all the time?" Because I love to praise him. I love to know that it's Christ that lives in me. I love to thank him truly when I know when he said, "Oh, search me, O Lord, if there be any wicked way in me." And you know what? There's a wicked way. But he chose me, oh honey. But I covered it all. I got it all. We're searching this out. Hallelujah. But in me dwelleth no good thing, yet by his stripes, he tells me, honey, you're washed, you're justified, you're sanctified. And I say, oh, thank you, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he tells me, oh, remember this, honey. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. You do not get excited about that enough. You don't really receive that. Because, see, you're still looking at your life and say, well, what, last night? Or No. You need to understand who lives in you. You have to receive by the grace of God the life that you now live. That's the life. There's a lie that tries to whisper to you and all of these different things and, oh, this is who you really are. No, I'm brand new. I'm brand new. The Bible says I'm brand new, then that's that. Amen? Come on. You're never going to grow but in grace. And I mean, you got to just absorb that grace and apprehend that grace. And then you'll really take off. You know how you really know you're taking off? You start to chap other Christians. You do. Not because of anything, but just because you're free. People get upset with your liberty. They get upset with your freedom. And you know who's getting the most upset about it? Is the enemy. And that's the truth. Come on now. Get free. Hallelujah. You're free indeed. Luke 5, I love this. I'm a sinful man. Job even said, I abhor myself. But I love what Paul writes in Romans 8. If God be for us, who could be against us? See, I can even be against myself. And I find out, you know what, most of the time, it's me. It's me. I'm my worst enemy. Amen. So if God be for us, Jesse can't be against us. I'm part of who? Amen. Who could be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely? You don't earn that. You don't merit that. It's free. Freely give us all things. And I love this one. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. How much you laying on you? I guess I'm just testifying about my own life. God's encouraged me in a love, praise the Lord. Even for my brethren, they get a little bit ornery. Thank the Lord. But this guy get ornery and starts laying stuff on his own. I need to be quickened more. That self-condemnation's a tough deal. I'm so thankful. I praise God so much. Oh, I thank God that it's him always. It says, honey, I love you. I'm with you to the end. You make your bed in hell, I'm right there with you, son. I'm not leaving. You're rising up, and we're going on. Huh? That better be a weekly event, maybe daily for us. Amen? Come on. Get excited about how much he loves you. Isaiah 43:25. If you're visiting today, bring your Bibles next time you come. It's got to be the word of God. Hallelujah. This is why we rejoice. This is why we're happy in the Lord. 43:25. You need to read this. Because it's so wonderful. I am he that blots out thy transgressions.
I'm the one that blots out your sin. And why? For mine own sake. He blots out your sin for his sake. And will not remember thy sins. Do you realize what he wants with you? Did you? Everybody's too quiet. Wait a second. Let's do this again. I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for mine own sake. It's incredible. Yeah, I love that he did it for me, but he's telling me I did it for me. Do you realize what he wants from us? Wants with us? What he did completely for us and for him? Isn't it awesome? He loves me. I get it. He loves me. And he loves you. And you got to awaken by the grace of God to how he loves you and how he pants after you. They had that little plant sitting up there and I couldn't see Steve very well and everything. But you know the things that I see about that? You know how it quickens my heart all the time? Is that you go into Song of Solomon, he looks through that lattice. He's like that little kid, 14-year-old lover that's just smitten by that girl and he keeps looking at her. You know, doesn't want her to see, you know. He loves us like that. He's got that young roe heart. The Bible tells you so. This isn't something that's some type of imagination. This is the heart of our Savior. This is why a king, David, could forget about that whole kingdom and basically whip it all off and start dancing before God. It didn't matter, did it? This mighty man, this leader of the one that had killed his 10,000s. This incredible, incredible king. But the most incredible was the incredible heart. And I thank the Lord that he didn't care. He didn't even care what his wife said. His wife said, "Oh, you're an embarrassment. Don't you ever do that again." God put that down real quick. He shut up her womb. You want to get cold and stiff toward people that are really happy and joyful in the Lord? He'll shut up your womb. You can be an icicle over there and have a really icicle life. Not me. I want to be running around, hallelujah, and praising God. I want to be like these pastors that come in here, man. They have a hard time getting up from the chair, but they hear Jesus and woo, they're up. I love Brother Hines, don't you? And if the Lord tarry, he'll be out here soon. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Brother Paul, 15 years walking with the Lord. You think of the things that the Lord showed him, encouraged his heart and all these things. But about 15 years after walking with God, he writes there in Romans 7, he said, "The good that I would, I don't do it. The good that I know what I should do, I don't do it. And the evil that I know that I shouldn't do, I'm doing it." That many years after, all these different encouragements to his heart. He says, "Even when I would do good, evil is present with me." And if that was it, he would have been just like this place right now. But that was Romans 7. And we start Romans 8. And it says, "There is therefore now." Not someday, not when Paul, you get it together. But he said, "There is therefore now." There is therefore now. 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 No condemnation. No condemnation to them, hallelujah, that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, I love that. And I love that encouragement in my heart. But I'm going to tell you this. It sure can chap the hide of some legalist that I know. And I've had them write me letters, and I thank God they listen. Because how else would they know? Oh, you just say that because you want an excuse to sin and an excuse to fail. And it hurts my heart because I get to the hurt heart. I'm kind of angry at first. And I say, no, it's quite to the contrary, dummy. And that's the truth. Quite to the contrary. His grace is my glory. His mercy, praise the Lord, His mercy is my reason to yield. Any reason, he says, keep your eyes on the mercy seat. He knows that that's going to get you. He knows that that's going to change your heart. He knows you can't do it. You got to melt in that mercy. You got to have a broken heart 24/7. You got to get this. You didn't deserve a thing. And when you start by the grace of God yielding to God, look more into the mercy and rejoice more in His mercy. Don't get your eyes off the mercy once you start walking with God. That's a problem with a lot of people of God. They begin to walk with Him and then they say, oh, look at me. You really get encouraged in the things of God. You'll look more into that mercy. You'll get closer into that mercy. You'll just be bathing in that mercy. I tell you what, I'm in mercy ocean. I am. And you know it because that's all I can preach about anymore is the mercy of the Lord. That does it all. It does everything. That's the love, praise God, that's so unconditional and so all-powerful that you begin to receive in your life and you change. And you change from glory to glory. You change, praise God, the way that you look even at your brethren. Because you see the mercy of the Lord. You see the potential. And you see God's changing grace. You see His wonderful power of that love beginning to change families. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. That mercy will give you the power and confidence in your life that you will truly ask the Lord, Lord, I want You to will and do of Your good pleasure. Lord, I do. I get down on my knees and I say, Lord, I want Your mind to live in me. I want You to make these decisions. I have this leaning. I have this, in a sense, maybe an aptitude or something of that nature. But Lord, I want Your best. I want Your choice. I want Your choice in my relationships. I want Your choice in where my kids go to school. I want Your choice in where I live. I want Your choice in everything in my life. But I want to get real before God and say, it's Your choice. I don't want to be laying down my tracks and saying, that's Your choice, God. No, it's not. Your tracks aren't His tracks. His ways are not your ways. And you're not going to have a better way, a shortcut. You're not going to be able to devise a path that you're going to be able to serve two different masters. It don't work that way. It doesn't. By the grace of God, I plead with you at this moment, really. Cease from it. Cease from your own works and enter into the rest of God. It'll come into your house. That rest of God will fight your battles. That peace of God, hallelujah, when you finally lay it down, you'll watch it mow over the things that never could be mowed over in your life. I can testify of this. I thank God. Let me tell you something. There was a time when I relied on my mind. I relied on my strength. But I thank God, hallelujah, there's no strength in that. There's no answers in that. There's no direction in that. He's it. He's everything. When you go after getting understanding of the word of the Lord. That's when you'll begin to live power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost in your life. Young people, I see you looking right now and I'm telling you, you need to wake up now. Right now by the grace of God, I'm telling you. You realize God's been gracious to you. You see this world. It's messed up. You look at it and you can see, oh my goodness, we've got a mess. Praise God, we got a mess. The Lord said it would be a mess. And He said, when you see this mess, look up. I don't want to look into the mess. I want to look, hallelujah, into my treasure. Oh, it's just God. Let's close it up. And here it is. Acts 13:39. And by him all that believe. And by him all that believe. I'm going to stop for just one second. Do you believe? Is there anybody here by the... Really, is there anybody here that has not accepted Christ Jesus as Savior? It's time. It's time. If there's a life, right now, we don't have to wait till the end of the service. And I know sometimes, you know, say, well, bow our heads and we'll do this. You can. You can open your eyes and do it. But if you have not received Christ Jesus as Savior, today's the day. And right now is the time. And it says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just believe in your heart, Jesus, I believe you died. Hallelujah. For me. I take you as my Savior. Bang! Bang! And then we're right back to this verse. And by the grace of God. By the grace of God. And by him all that believe. And I pray. I pray. There was a life even a moment ago. It was from death to life everlasting. Death to life everlasting. And by him all that believe are justified from all things. How many ways does he have to tell you? How many ways does he have to encourage your heart? Honey, you're free. Your life, hallelujah, has been washed. You're justified. You're sanctified. You've been set apart to me. Praise you, Jesus. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. And get this, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. You can do all the good works you think. You can take the law, but it tells you very clearly in Romans, by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. There's no way you're justified by faith. By faith. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Hallelujah. All them that believe are justified from all things. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And by him, all that believe are justified. From all things, that's going to wait. He has made us perfect in him without spot and blemish. Because we are of him in the moment that we are born again by faith. Brothers and sisters, through his all-powerful death. Through his all-powerful death. You have put off the old man. You're not waiting to. You have put off the old man. And I have put on the new man. Not only by that stripe of death do I have peace with God. If you'll receive today how all powerful that stripe of death, you'll begin to live completely the peace of God. You'll quit condemning others. You'll quit condemning yourself. You'll quit living in guilt. You'll quit living in shame. Glory will move into your home. And you'll begin to live the power of God unto salvation to everybody who believes. Praise God. Because, brothers and sisters, as we started today, I love to be happy on Easter Day. I love to be rejoicing on Easter Day. I don't think it's a day to just be solemn and all of this. I think it's a day to be happy. I mean, John and Peter run into the tomb. Those two Marys, they went away from that tomb. It says they were joyful, telling people about the Lord. I thank God for these things. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We do not have to wait. And it's that thankfulness. If you'll take that away from this today, that thankfulness and hope, the adoration for the Lord, you'll come again. You'll want to hear the word of God. I might even see you on Wednesday night. Who knows? It even gets better. Praise be to God all the time. You'll want to hear the word of God more. You'll leave your dirty self-righteousness behind. You'll begin to say, oh Lord, it's your word that works effectually in me. And as you leave here today, I'll tell you what. He has made free is free indeed. And here I love this one. And where there is no law, there is no sin. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? So by his stripes, you're healed. Praise God. Let's pray. Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious son, Jesus. Thank you for his name. Lord, thank you for every life here today. Lord, we praise you again for your son, the precious blood that he poured for us. And Lord, Father, thank you again that you have risen. Hallelujah. You rose him from the dead. Thank you, God. And he's seated at the right hand of your Father. And Lord Jesus, thank you that you're again inquiring, can I come and get her today? Lord, we thank you again for everything that, again, you've encouraged this morning. And Lord, just increase in our life as only you can do it. We thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen.